Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pete's 5-Minute Monday. It's time to think about your life from a different perspective and to get energized for the week ahead. Now, over to Pete.
It's 5-Minute Monday. Hi everyone, and welcome to another 5-Minute Monday. I'll try not to be too long this week. I reckon I went over time last week, but this week I want to talk about visualizing this person that you want to become. So you want to make a change, or we're trying to make change. We're learning from people that make change. So creating space and a routine or a lifestyle that allows you to get into this space and this frame of mind or this way of thinking that allows you to become somebody else or somebody you're meant to be is what I like to think of it as. So we need to be able to visualize. We need to be able to, well, the definition of that is to form a picture of someone or something in your mind in order to imagine or remember him or her or it. So it's a big word or formalized word, visualize, but it has a number of meanings. And some of the meanings are this: imagine. So if you need to be able to imagine, conceive. So you need to be able to conceive what you want to become. Think about. So you need to be able to think about and have the time and the space to think about this. And then you need to be able to do this. This is a big one. This is what I do a lot of, is picture yourself. So you need to be able to imagine, conceive it, think about it, and then picture yourself doing that thing that you really want to do in life. For me, at times, it's been I picture myself crossing the finish line as an Ironman triathlete, or I picture myself up on stage. I haven't done this yet, but really, picture myself up on stage playing guitar in front of a good crowd and doing really well. And I just imagine that and picture that. So it's really important to be able to master this skill or this ability, I guess, or way of thinking. So here's another quote I like by Bo Bennett. Visualization is daydreaming with a purpose. So it is daydreaming and having fun with it, but there is a purpose behind it rather than just thinking of pink elephants or big trees or sitting on a beach. There's a little bit more purpose behind it, but it's still the ability to have that easygoing, free-thinking way of creating this picture of yourself still. So being in that mindset rather than this goal-driven. And that's what we seem to be these days, I think, in society. We seem to be goal-driven, fitting things in, achieving, slotting yourself above someone else you see and make sure you're up with the things they have. And I don't think that's the way. I think the way is to be this free-thinking, easygoing person. So you maintain that beautiful personality that you can have, but also with an underlying purpose. And this underlying purpose leads to this picture of yourself that you've created. You've imagined, you've conceived it, but you've thought about it, and then you've pictured yourself doing it. Now, I had a breakfast with some friends the other day, and one of the partners, she just mentioned how she pictured herself in her business, the way she wanted the business to look, the area, the shop, and she pictured herself in that business doing what she imagined she really wanted to do with that business. And I love that. And I said that to her. I said, I love that you pictured that. And she, I think she was quite proud of herself too, and she should be, that she did picture that. And that's, I don't think a lot of people generally can do that, but I reckon it's a real key to being able to create space firstly, but then be able to think about this and conceive it, imagine it, conceive it, think about it, and then really clearly picture yourself. So quick four steps to creative visualization. I love that word, putting creative in front of visualize, because it just makes it a bit more free thinking. Firstly, set a goal. So there needs to be some sort of purpose behind it. Two, create a clear idea or picture. So that creating that picture. Now, these next two I think are really good. Focus on it often. So see it. Meditate on it, perhaps. I hope you're getting into meditation. I'm still doing 5-minute meditations quite regularly, and I love it. Find related songs to it, or movies, or even photographs, pictures, and think of them often. Number four, give it positive energy. So think of statements and thoughts that are positive. You picture yourself in this position and then say to yourself, wow, that looks great. It's me. I love it. It drives me. And To do this too, you need the desire and you need to believe. So you've really got to believe that you can become that person and be that person in the picture and accept that you deserve it. Accept you deserve it. Don't worry about anything else anyone else has told you, your upbringing or the people at work or people around you that keep saying, oh, what are you doing this for? And that's ridiculous and things like that. All these negative things. Give it positive energy and focus on that. Let go. So let go of the old thoughts and the old way of doing things. And this takes courage. It takes so much courage because everyone around you, 90% of people aren't doing it and can't do it, but you can do it. I know you can do it if you just follow these simple steps. And they sound simple and they are simple at the end of the day, but they're difficult at the start because you're doing something new. So remember this. Imagine, conceive it, which is a bit about believing you can do it. Think about it often. And then picture yourself. All right, I hope that helps you a lot this week. And so focus on that this week. And I hope it really gets your week off to a great start. Well, thanks for joining me on another 5 Minute Monday. I really do appreciate it. And I love the good comments that I'm getting from people. So please keep them coming. Have a great week. Most of all, take care, be positive, and have a lot of fun this week. Bye for now, everyone. Mm-hmm.